For me, you know, like I said, I've had Botox done. I had my lips done in 2015. And actually, I think my lips fare better now that I had them done all those years ago, as opposed to if I never got them done. And here I am at 52. I'm still pleased with those results. I'd love to do it again. Mine is I had extreme weight loss. So I have, you know, the like the marionette folds. I don't think I have a lot of wrinkles under my eyes. I think my forehead could probably use, you know, there's probably a little bit of meanness there depending on the day.
yours is weight loss. And I think we had talked about that.
I think that's fillers, right?
So, you know, and there's a couple of things probably. You know, one is everyone loses volume in their face as they age. Everyone. Whether it was purposeful weight loss, but we all lose bone mass in our face. And like all women and most men too eventually. And so you're losing that basic infrastructure underneath the muscle and the fat and the skin. It starts to shrink a little bit. I think a lot of people don't realize that. I mean, we talk about osteopenia and osteoporosis, and we talk about vitamin D and calcium, but the best way to maintain bone mass is weight-bearing exercise, and you can't do any weight-bearing exercise for your face.
Right.
Nope. So we are starting to lose volume, and so everything's shifting just a little bit, nice and gradually. And then we also lose fat in our face. And it's like the one place we wish we wouldn't lose fat. And
right.
Of course that's
right, because it makes us look younger.
Right. Yeah, right.
I looked so much younger 5 years ago than I do now.
Yeah. No, we all did.
Right. You get that, like, that youthful fullness. And we don't necessarily, I think, at, like, you know, 50, we don't really want that our face to be as round and full as it was when we were 20.
Right.
And, like, it looks good on a 20-year-old, but we don't really want all of that back in.
Right.
But if you add just a small amount of something we call filler, it's hyaluronic acid, it's a molecule that's made by your body. We just kind of condense it into a gel. If we put just small amounts of filler strategically placed, you get a little bit of lift and a little bit of replacement of that, those fat pad support to the dermis.
Yeah.
So the dermis doesn't collapse in certain areas like the nasolabial folds and the marionette line or underneath the eye. Those are all these very specific fat pads.
I need all of that.
You know, right. But the one word of caution is I'm sure the thing that kind of scares us is what we see on TV and on Instagram of people who have just they've jumped the shark. They've just gone a little too far.
Yes.
They've put a little too much in.
Their eyes disappear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what happens.
Yeah. I see the celebrities that went a little too far.
I like to look my age in a healthy way
and not look like somebody else.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. I still want to look like me.
So, yes. Yeah. And I mean, sometimes I'm even a little bit surprised by what is done.
I bet. You must be horrified sometimes.
Yeah. The only thing I can say is find somebody that you trust, that your ideals and goals are similar, and so that you can trust that person that they're not going to do that or suggest stuff that that you're going to ultimately regret.
Yep.
You can. Right. I always recommend to patients start low, go slow. We can always add more. It's much harder to take it away.
Yep.
Smart. Oh, smart idea. Thank you. Average. Thank you so much. I think
I do.
Absolutely.
This is great.
I just now it's like I just want to book an appointment and get it all done. I feel so much better.
Yes, come in. Dr. Colleen Parker, Radiance Medical Aesthetics and Wellness Spa in Williston. Thank you so much. What is your website?
RadianceVT.com. Yep. I absolutely love what I do because small little things that are safe. And you make people feel good. It's awesome. I like what I do.
That's
come and see me.
Yes, we will come and see you. And our jobs are almost similar. Like we love what we do and what we do makes people happy.
Yeah. Right.
So it's so good to have somebody come in, even an initial consultation or even listening to this podcast can make somebody feel better about it with the childbearing age or the perimenopause or the menopause or post.
Right.
It's like, wow, so there is a little bit of something I can do to make me feel better.
Right. And just like she said, we're givers, you know?
Yes.
Why don't we want to, it's okay to want to do something for ourselves.
Give it back. Give it to me. give it back to me.
Dr. Parker, you're such a doll. I love working
with you. Thank you, Colleen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day, ladies.
You too.